Merry Christmas from all of us at News Radio WGNS. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE is grateful for the trust and warmth of its members. During this season, MTE would like to wish you a season filled with joy and peace. Happy holidays from MTE. Welcoming in the one and only Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor here this morning. Mr. Colvin, how are you, sir?
Ah, Brian, we're just loving life, man.
Loving life. Well, you're even got the Christmassy tie on.
Trying. Yeah. Got to put up a little tree, throw some cranberries and popcorn on there, and just feeling all festive today.
Cranberries and popcorn.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, you string through the cranberries and the popcorn and...
Oh, okay.
Wrapped around the tree along with the lights. And
that's your decor then.
You don't do that?
No.
No?
No.
Have you ever done that?
Not cranberries. That's the first I've heard about cranberries.
No? Did you just do the popcorn, and did it survive through Christmas, or did you just...
I don't know. But we tried it with the kids, and, you know, threading the needle through the popcorn, that was a challenge, so we said forget about it. Are cranberries hard to get to do?
The cranberries are the easy part.
Oh, okay.
Because the popcorn keeps breaking apart when you're trying to... Yeah, I always liked doing the cranberries.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing. I learned something new. Maybe that's a Kentucky thing.
Probably.
<You think>? Lee is, of course, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor and comes in to give us some information. Also, during the program, one thing to remind you of.
This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin.
Lee, we're going to talk about rate cuts today, and you know it's been an interesting trip, I guess, for the last 4 years, but finally we heard the word cut for the first time in like 4 years recently.
It's been a while.
It has been.
It's been a while. Yeah. These 4 years have been a wild ride. The last rate hike was July of last year, so to see those cuts is different. You know, Brian, the thing about it, though, is the Fed has cut short-term interest rates, and that's good. They've also indicated that this cut may be followed by several others in months ahead.
Okay.
And it's funny to me how so many folks are like, well, we just don't know what's going to happen. Folks, please listen to me. The Federal Reserve states these things, and we let you know the information. We don't want to keep you in the dark. We want you to know what's happening. We want to make it a little bit easier for you to prepare, not only for today, but for the future, right?
Right.
So please be listening to this conversation between Brian and I.
And it's not like you don't send out information and that kind of thing, to clients.
We send out, we do a monthly Zoom meeting out of my office. So if you want to be on that, please. I usually do two different days of the month where I go through a lot of similar information just to give you a perspective of what's going on. But we really want you to hear that we're trying to get this information to you, and you don't have to be in the dark.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's public information.
Well, so, help us with, what will these lower interest rates or lower rates, if you will, mean for us as a consumer and also an investor?
Absolutely. So let's first look at the potential impact on your purchasing abilities, right? Generally speaking, rate cuts should be good news for consumers who need to borrow. Now, this basically includes all of us, right? keeping in mind, though, that a lowering of interest rates will affect some types of loans and debt faster than others. So some things will get affected quicker than other things. For example, you might start seeing lower rates on car loans more quickly than you will on credit cards. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And since the credit card rates are already quite high, they'll also likely remain so even after the Fed's actions. So even after the Fed lowers rates, you might see those car loan rates go down, but you might still see the credit card stay up for a while. Since the credit cards are already at these high rates, this is going to happen, but any decline will be welcome, right? Your best bet will be to shop around for credit cards that offer the most favorable rates, along with other features such as good rewards programs.
We're talking with Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin today about what will the rate cuts mean for us in some different examples here. Lee, if you're looking to buy a house or refinance an existing home loan, will there be some benefits there with lower rates?
So you should be benefiting from the lower interest rates coming, Brian. One big problem, of course, is that housing prices are likely to remain high for the foreseeable future,
mm-hmm.
Because of the shortage of homes in the market today.
Right.
Right. Nonetheless, if you took out a mortgage for a higher rate in the last few years, you may be able to save money by refinancing that debt, though you'll have to weigh in all the factors involved, such as closing costs. So don't just look at the interest rate and say, that's it, I'm done, I'm making the move. Look at all the variables. Other types of housing-related loans, such as home equity loans, adjustable rate mortgages, these are closely tied to market interest rates. So you may see some movement in these areas before long. So just some things to look at, some things to pay attention to.
Well, let's shift kind of and take a look at what the lower rates might mean for you as an investor.
So typically, lower interest rates are good for the stock market. One reason for this is because it's cheaper for businesses to borrow money to expand their operations. And this is ideal to help lead to greater profitability for those corporations and for corporate profits to still be a key driver of stock prices. So, again, lower interest rates, cheaper borrowing ability for the companies,
mm-hmm.
therefore greater profit for the companies, therefore higher stock price for the company.
What about those who might have bonds?
Well, so, you know, here's something else, though, on the stocks.
Okay.
Remember, the picture isn't quite that simple because not all market sectors benefit equally from lower interest rates.
True.
So make sure before you're going and buying any individual stock, sit down with a financial advisor, see how the economy may play a part or may affect it historically before buying in, and make sure, like you and I always discuss, right, looking at risk tolerance, looking at time frame, looking at goals. Make sure that there's more involved in your selecting any investment than just, I heard my friend or sibling or family member or somebody else on TV say, this is a great buy. Make sure it's appropriate and right for you.
That makes right? sense. Makes sense. That's probably a theme to most of everything we're talking about.
Yeah. Now, granted, I apologize.
I kind of jumped the gun on bonds.
That's okay. I love it when you get excited. You know, talking about lower rates and how they may help on owning bonds, you may see the value increase as interest rates fall because other investors will be willing to pay more for your bonds and earn the higher rate that they offer. So just know that long-term bonds in particular, they often benefit the most from falling rates because they lock in higher yields over time. On the other hand, though, Brian, you know, I've always got a pro and a con,
right?
Positive and negative here. On the other hand, some savings vehicles, and please, folks, be listening. If you're not listening to the rest, listen right now. Other savings vehicles, such as certificates of deposit, your CDs, these may become less attractive as they follow the Federal Reserve's lead and begin paying lower interest rates.
Yeah.
But if you have longer-term CDs, your higher rates will continue until those CDs mature. So if you're somebody who in the last 2 years has been willing to say, hey, Lee, I'm willing to go ahead and buy, let's buy and keep a long-term interest rate going for a while, wonderful. You took advantage. If not, then you're already starting to see these CD rates diminish. Be aware of this. CDs are going down, so make sure that it's the right long-term investment for you, or in some cases, the right short-term investment.
Sure.
Again, what's your time frame? What's your risk tolerance? What's your goal?
Don't just say, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, please do not do that. Please. We believe me. Our heads, while they may appreciate that, our hearts and minds to take care of you properly do not want you to say, oh, just keep doing what you're doing. No, we want to sit down with you. We want to have a conversation. We want to make sure that you're doing what's right for your risk tolerance, for your time frame, for your goal. It doesn't help for us to make you money if we're not achieving the goals that you're desiring.
Yeah.
Right.
And with the lower interest rates and what you've talked about today, in some cases it's positive. In some cases it may be something that you want to look at. And so maybe the if we did, you know, this interview in one sentence, maybe this is the time that you should review your investment portfolio.
Brian, I could not have said it any better. Thank you. You're exactly right. You know, there's never a better time to focus on reviewing your portfolio mix to determine what, if any, changes that you may want to make. But you'll always want your investment mix to reflect, again, your goals, your risk tolerance, your time frame, time horizon, and that's true no matter what's happening with interest rates. But again, if you've not met with your advisor lately, if you need just to check in, if you've had a life change, maybe a job change, maybe a death in the family, maybe a new birth in the family, maybe looking at retirement, whatever your goal, please, let's sit down, let's talk, let's review, let's make sure that we're still staying on track for your long-term goals and your short-term goals.
So if someone is thinking, well, I really don't know who to talk to, want to begin these conversations, or, you know, the relationship maybe with someone you worked with 10 years ago, you don't even know where that person is now, and we're just kind of maybe looking for some financial advice, you or any of the Edward Jones advisors here in Rutherford County, I'm sure would be glad to help.
Certainly. You know, Brian, folks can always reach out to my office. I always am willing to sit down and have a complimentary conversation and review to see where you and your family are in your financial picture, and then try to get you with the most appropriate Edward Jones advisor locally to fit your individual and particular needs. So please feel free to give us a call. You can reach us at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We'd love to talk to you.
Lee, appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great day.
Lee Colvin joining us here on Rutherford Issues.